This is basically the government, Leo Varadkar's government, putting in writing their pledge and their reaffirmed commitment to what is, in my view, one of the most vital pieces of infrastructure across this island, and a project that is going to take both governments, North and South, to deliver. This is a key step forward. It highlights very strongly the commitment of the Irish government, to this project by putting it in this framework.
And when is this due to begin, or when are they going to take this on board?
Well, this is an immediate priority for the Irish government and has been for some time.
Yeah.
All eyes at the minute are on Brexit, obviously, and also on the current impasse at the Assembly, where the DUP and Sinn Féin continue to argue around the table. These issues are sitting bubbling in the background. In order for the A5 to be fully delivered, we need a commitment from both the Irish government and the Northern Ireland Assembly executive, a functioning executive. So today it will certainly put those two parties under considerable pressure in relation to this project, and that Leo Varadkar, who has stated from the outset when entering office as Taoiseach, that his key priority across this island is the development and investment in infrastructure across this island, and he's made that very clear, and the A5 is fundamental to that. So in order for it to be delivered, the executive at Stormont needs to be functioning. The first phase of this project is due to start in the coming weeks, certainly no later than the end of this year, 2017, and we're coming to the final months of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the pressure is on to get phase 2 and 3 on the road, pardon the pun, and that needs to happen almost immediately. We can't have this sectional stop-start approach to this project. It is much too important for the people of the North West, the people of the West. The A5 is as important as Brexit, and it needs to happen considering the major issues we have economically and socially in the North West, where we have high levels of unemployment and the economy is suffering simply as a result of the poor and neglected infrastructure to and from places like Strabane and Omagh and Derry.
Mm-hmm.
This project is going to open up the entirety of the North West and bring about those opportunities that our people have not been able to avail of for some time. This road's about bringing Derry to Dublin and West Tyrone, being Omagh and Strabane, my constituency falls centre of that. And we also have to remember that this also will save many, many lives. And research has proven that where there's investment in roads and good roads, the death toll and the toll of incidents drop dramatically. And that can be seen from various projects across this island in recent years. So the A5 is important not only economically and socially or for the greater development of this part of this island, but also to ensure that our people who travel on those roads, I travel on those roads every day, are safe in doing that.
Mm-hmm. So basically at the minute, is the only thing holding this back the current situation at Stormont?
Yes, it is very important. People must not underestimate the value of this reaffirmed commitment by the Irish government. It was on the table originally at over 400 million, then it was reduced due to the banking crisis in the rest of this island of Ireland. And now it has been reaffirmed again. The commitment is firmly back on the table that the government wants to see this happen. But mm-hmm. it cannot happen without a devolved administration functioning here in Northern Ireland at Stormont, an executive that is supposed to represent and deliver in the greater interests of our people. That hasn't been happening for the last 9 months. Let's hope that it's going to happen very soon, because things are getting very, very difficult out there in health and education and in roads. Roads budgets are halted, and that gives me great concern for the future of the A5.